Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
How we doing, San Diego? Welcome to it. Monday fun day here on Gwen and Chris, kicking off another week, a short week. Happy Thanksgiving week to everybody as we spend the next couple of hours with you here. Gwen and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby. Three of us acting today, Scraby, as the 49ers pregame show. 49ers taking on the Carolina Panthers Monday Night Football. We'll
have a little
nervous
about this game.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
All right.
A little nervous about this game.
Why?
Glad to hear that.
Panthers are better than I think we all think they are. So,
okay.
Defense is not very good right now. They lost the guy that filled in for Fred Warner. So, it's not looking good, guys.
Panthers win tonight. They would go into first place in the NFC South. That is something very few people expected. There are a lot of things that have happened in the NFL that very few people expected this year. But
I mean, the NFC South is known for being quite wonky most of the time.
Topsy-turvy, yeah. But we got the Bears on top in one of the divisions now. Your Bears, Tony, and Caleb Williams. They're getting it done and staying out on top. The Eagles let the Cowboys back in the fray yesterday. I'm sure that, Cowboys paid for it?
No, the Eagles paid for it. Letting those Cowboys hang around as long as they did.
Yeah.
It caught up to them.
No, I mean, they let them back in the fray as far as back into the season. I mean, the Cowboys now, you know, all of those Cowboy, you know, people who thought they were going to the Super Bowl last week. I mean, what are they going to be thinking this week after they beat the Eagles? But we'll talk plenty of NFL. We got our good, bad, and ugly. It's actually going to be part of the regular program today. Our Gwen and Chris overtime will focus on all of the baseball stuff going on. And the reason that baseball is taking a little bit of a back seat today, Tony, is the fact that it's a big day in San Diego sports.
Yes, it
without
is.
The Padres or baseball being involved. We got the SDFC, big Western semifinal tonight, and the Aztecs tonight are going to be playing in Las Vegas against 7th-ranked Michigan. So two big events tonight.
Who lost a tough one 2 days ago.
Michigan, so they'll be in a great mood. Yeah,
so... we often forget sometimes how nice it is now that we have some teams that are competitive, right? It's not just the Padres. Offseason rolls around. The SDFC has surprised most of the league and has gotten to the semifinals. And the Aztecs, who play this type of competition seemingly every year. They play a Michigan, a Houston last year. And they haven't disappointed in those type of games here recently. So another time, another chance really for the Aztecs to have a little bounce back here.
Yeah, I'm not, Michigan is supposed to be like really one of the great teams in the country. I know they're ranked number 7 and They've got, you know, NBA prospects that have basically been flown in. Even Brian Dutcher had to be a little careful in some of his terminology today because he didn't want to be critical. But Brian Dutcher said, look, this is the best team that NIL money can buy right now, and that's Michigan. And, you know, it is what it is. You've got the resources to go out there and basically recruit yourself an all-star college basketball team if you're willing to pay for it. And I'm not honestly being critical of Michigan at all. They're operating well within the rules that are out there, and they have the ability to do this. And Brian Dutcher wasn't being critical either, Tony. He was just stating what is.
Yeah,
this is how good of a team they have.
No shade. I think, Dutch has to use NIL to keep guys where they are. So, like, yes, this is at a maybe a higher clip in a lot of cases, but this is the way of college sports in general. I mean, it's not just – these are the sports we talk about mainly, basketball and football, but – NIL is having an effect across the board in a lot of sports, but specifically those two for sure.
Yeah, well, you're right. And, you know, one of the guys, by the way, that the University of Michigan offered a boatload of cash to was a guy named Magoon Gwath, who decided to stay here in San Diego. So hopefully Magoon can help prove that he made the right decision tonight. The Aztecs, we got to say it, Tony. I don't like to ever jinx my own team, but the Aztecs are actually dangerous in these kinds of situations, and they've proven this in the past.
Yeah,
so
no doubt.
Hopefully they'll show up big tonight in Las Vegas. Meanwhile, hopefully SDFC tonight, they got a chance to go to the Western Final, and they've got Minnesota coming in. At Snapdragon Stadium, there's going to be a full house. People are going crazy, I'm sure, already. Some of you are probably on your way to the match right now. And, you know, I only wish I was there to see it because I think it's going to be an incredible evening. And you've got everything on the line. You know, Minnesota did beat SDFC, as we know, here the last time they played a month or so ago. But, and how is this two-week layoff going to have an effect on anybody? We don't know until the match starts tonight, Tony.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, the good thing is that both teams are dealing with the same type of layoff. No one has played games while another team has been out. They both had to sit out due to the international pause. Good news, that break probably is what allows Andrus Dreyer to play as well as Chucky Lozano, both who were injured in that, one was sick, didn't participate, and one was actually injured in Chucky Lozano. So, we don't know with the rest if there's going to be any of it, but certainly, you know, one thing's for sure, Snapdragon is going to be jumping here tonight as the SDFC tries to advance to the Western Conference Finals, where I believe Vancouver ended up winning that crazy game against LAFC, if I'm not mistaken.
I was hoping I could get to that result before you asked me. I hadn't actually looked it up. I meant to look it up the other day. It is, I'd be straight honest with you guys. I'm a pretty good sports fan. I follow what's going on. For some reason, MLS scores are not easy to come by.
It's really difficult to get an MLS score.
Yeah, why is that?
I mean, don't know.
They put scores up in every other league. I mean, I watch ESPN all day Saturday. I'm watching college football. They're running the bottom line there all, you know, the whole way through. And I don't see any MLS coverage at all. I don't quite understand all that.
Here's a conspiracy. Here's a conspiracy.
What do you got? Okay.
How much do the other four sports conspire against MLS to not allow them to get more popular?
Because I don't even think it's on their radar.
And Chris, please pull your camera down a little bit. You don't think it's even on their radar?
I don't.
Really? I feel like
you don't think people, Tony, people fight for space on the bottom line, the ESPN bottom line?
I do.
I'm wondering. I think it's a fair point. I mean, the bottom line.
They lobby for it. They don't pay for it.
Are we talking about bottom lines? Like, you're talking about.
No, the bottom line, that little black strip at the bottom of the screen that a lot of people get their sports news from.
How much do I think they jockey for that?
Yeah. I think leagues probably, I mean, baseball doesn't have to jockey for it.
I don't think the leagues, I don't think MLB, NFL, MLB have to jockey.
No, I don't think so. But what about MLS?
But what I'm saying, that's who they're jockeying against. So I don't know that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're jockeying against those three.
But I would think because NFL has a deal with ESPN, NBA has a deal with ESPN, hockey has a deal with ESPN. Right. They're going to put those there. MLS does not have a deal with ESPN, and I don't ever see them on the bottom
line.
The
other sports don't have to worry about it because
they're already in.
They're the priority, so I don't think it's on their radar. Now, trust me, I'm sure all three of those have somebody watching that if it was way too much MLS and their stuff was getting pushed down, they would make a stink
now,
about it.
Now, we're getting people pushing back. HB949Sports-Jeff is his name. That's a mouthful. You can look up MLS scores on your phone. Also, Nate says, I find it easily online. What we're saying is, I can get any NBA score like popping up on my phone, even though I don't want the NBA score. But I cannot get an SDFC score
to
pop up.
You don't have to search
up.
For those other ones.
I don't have to search.
You'll run into them accidentally.
Yes. Yeah, we're not talking about – you're absolutely right. I can go on my phone and look for it. But I will tell you, it's about 7-8 clicks away, whereas the bottom line of ESPN is in my face the whole day while I'm watching college football. And I think, you know, I think the MLS quarterfinals, I think the results of that match should be on there somewhere. And I never saw it. So anyway, Vancouver did win, right, Tony? 4-3 on penalties. So it ended up a 2-2 draw in regulation. But Vancouver will be the opponent. On the other side, yesterday, Inter Miami destroyed FC Cincinnati 4-0.
So tough day for Cincinnati fans over there.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yes, it was.
And then New York City FC beat Philadelphia, which was the number one seed in the East. So it'll be Messi and Miami against New York City.
Oh, we're one
in the
step
East.
Closer.
So, right, we're just a couple steps away maybe from getting a showdown with Messi. That would be the dream matchup, I think, if you can get to the final game and have to
for
play
sure.
Messi. So. We'll see how it all turns out in the MLS. But tonight's a big, big night. We're excited. I know everybody's excited. We're going to have Andrew Wiebe, who's going to be the sideline reporter on the Apple TV MLS package coverage tonight. And so we'll have him on to preview the match in just a little while. But as far as everything else is concerned, guys, how was your weekend, San Diego? Everything okay? Obviously, I'm still here. We're done in the Bahamas. We lost today to Penn State.
Let me cut you off right there.
Finally come home tomorrow.
Let me cut you off there, and we're going to get into your weekend on the other side.
Yeah, no, I was just giving a quick update. I know that it's our break time.
I sometimes quick is not your middle name.
Well, it's going to be this time, so you better be ready with
button,
Scraby, because we're out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
217 on this Monday afternoon. 218 now. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey. We were totally forgot what we teased on the other side.
Chris's time in the Bahamas.
Yes.
I have some clips of Chris going down a slide.
Scravey's got people.
I heard you needed some coaching to get down this slide, Chris.
Some coaching? No, I needed some coaxing. I needed
I needed
to be convinced to go down this slide. I think Scraby must have people, his minions, staged in the Bahamas because somehow he's got video of me going down this slide the other day.
Well, I was watching and then watching and watching. Well, and then finally there he goes.
I fired my way down, but yeah, it was pretty hairy, I will say. Anybody who's been on one of those really tall, like straight down water slides know what I mean, but you know, peer pressure's a crazy thing.
Who was responsible for peer pressuring you?
Well, here's the thing. Stacy Terry Hudson was there, the coach of the team. Her daughter was there.
Oh,
our strength coach, a couple of other people. There's about six or seven of us went up to the top in the line together. Excuse me, and I'll be honest with you. I don't ever want to. Stacy Terry Hudson was first in line, and she said she was going to just go and do it and get it out of the way because everybody was kind of. Because, you know, you're up there, and everybody who goes before you goes in and they scream and they yell as they're going down, and you're like, you know, this doesn't sound all that good. So, Stacy was first in line, and honestly, Tony, she got there right up to the where you know jump in the slide and kind of took a look over the top and said I'm not going.
Wow.
And so she backed out. Hang on. Oh. She got up and she walked out for a second and said, I don't know if I can do this. And because it was what I did, I decided that if I think about this any longer, I'm not going to do it.
Yep.
So I jumped in front of her, said, I'll go, jumped in, and just went. And then it was over. And it was pretty fun, actually, I got to tell you. It was very exhilarating. But it does take a moment to get your nerves up.
Ooh,
and then Stacy went, and everybody did it. Nobody chickened out. Everybody did it. I think everyone on the team rode it at least once. And it was a lot of fun. So
we had
a good time.
I had the same exact experience. Going up the same exact slide. You get to that top, and the people in front of you are screaming their heads off.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like, I ended up just jumping in and getting it over with because I knew if I thought about it any longer, I was going to be walking back down those steps.
So, walking back down with your tail between your legs.
So I can relate to that experience.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, if you have a whole basketball team down at the bottom waiting
for you,
sure. You better get in that slide.
You're kind of stuck.
Yeah, especially when you were the one who slowed up the beginning of the trip with the passport problem at the beginning. So
you don't want to be the guy that had them late. right with their passport and then didn't go down the slide.
Yeah, and then didn't even do the slide.
That was our last overtime episode was the passport story. So go to Gwyn and Chris SD on YouTube.
Yeah, but my wife, I did show my wife that video and she's like, you got to be kidding me. I can't believe you did that. And so
you guys are acting like this is some crazy thing.
It's a deep.
Have you ever done that, Scrib?
Yeah,
one of those big tall ones.
Yes,
it's like straight down.
Yes, no, I am a thrill seeker.
Yeah, I mean he did jump out of a plane, so
twice.
I can't.
Yeah, but he had to be held onto by his brother.
Well, that was against the law for me not to. Well, I guess it's not. They allow you to go, which is crazy. They allow you to go solo for your first time. Maybe that's changed. I would never go solo for my first time. You kidding me?
Seems quite stupid to me.
I think a bet should be if you guys lose a bet, you have to skydive.
No shot.
Yeah, not happening. There's no way I'll make that bet.
You know what my friends? You know what my friend's excuse now as to why they don't want to skydive? Oh man, I got kids. I can't put myself at risk for my kids.
Legitimate.
Yeah. Okay.
Legitimate.
Okay. Yeah, but you're going to Vegas and staying out all night, but you can't risk
yourself
for your kids.
Is not the same. What's going on?
As a matter of fact, Scrape, if it comes down to me having to jump out of a plane or have a kid. We'll have a kid. We're not jumping out the plane.
Chris would rather sign up for 18 years than jumping out of a plane for 4 minutes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that would be a solid choice by
Scravy, they get a heart attack, bruh.
Yeah, no, I'm good. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
Trade went down over the weekend. Before we do that, though. Remind everybody, remember to listen around 3:35. Short show today. Scraby's Niners and who they got?
Panthers.
Niners and Panthers.
Bang, bang, Niner game.
Bang, bang, Niner game. Remember, listen around 3:35 for us to announce today's biggest fan. There you'll have a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padre game with all of the fan staff. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. Now, the blockbuster, I guess they're calling it that a little bit. At least that's how I saw it framed. Marcus Semien of the Rangers goes to the Mets for Brandon Nimmo in a straight up swap. And so
straight up. Yeah. I didn't even see it. Do you have your own sports wire that I don't have?
No, you're in the Bahamas.
Yeah,
so
it's probably,
crazy.
But Marcus Semien coming off a rough season last year, but I think has a higher ceiling than Brandon Nimmo in terms of what they're getting back. Nimmo's been pretty consistent over the last couple seasons.
I think Nimmo's one of those guys that I don't think's real good until the bases are loaded and two outs.
I agree,
and then he doubles up against the fence and changes the game around. That's what I think of Nimmo, you know, and he had
a no trade clause too.
He
had to waive it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Marcus Semien, you know, we've talked. I mean, I think he's a hell of a player. I think he was third in the balloting for MVP a couple of years ago. But as you said a hundred times, Tony, playing in New York's different.
Yeah.
And he's going to go there.
Yeah.
And I know he's in the World Series and he won that and he's, you know, been all that. But he's never experienced this. And as soon as he goes 0 for 20, which he's capable of doing, that's going to be the real test for him coming to New York. So.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an adjustment. I mean, the places he's played in his career don't really match up. He opened as a White Sox. He then went to the Athletics. Then he was a Blue Jay. And then he was a Ranger. This will be different than any of those spots that he is.
Except for Oakland. They were pretty tough on him there.
Yeah, I'm sure. And he
these
was
seven at, guys that were at the game were,
right.
Hey, Semien, you suck! And he could hear the guy in the eighth row.
What I guess at the end of the day was that was probably why it was tougher. Is that he could actually hear everything being said because no one was actually there. But interesting move for the Mets. They clearly are looking to change things up. Listen, what Nimmo does, as Chris said, it's sneaky. You're not paying a lot of attention to it. He plays a pretty good outfield. I think he's gotten better out there playing center field. And maybe that's the call. The Rangers wanted a center fielder, and the Mets needed a second baseman. And so they both kind of fill that those needs with this trade. I don't know that it makes either of them that much better.
It's like
though.
A wash, kind
right.
of.
I think you're right, though, Tony. I think the Mets get the potential higher ceiling.
Yes,
Simeon could have an MVP type year. Nimmo's never going to have an MVP type year. He's just going to have a consistent year for Texas.
I also wonder if
Simeon could go way up.
I also wonder if Mets or Citi Field is better for Marcus Simeon than the Rangers Park was, because isn't the Rangers Park one of the bigger ones?
It played big this year. I know that for sure. Tetsuya Ime, is that how you say it?
Hold on, Tony. I got something
give
for
me,
you.
Give me the. Oh, yes, right.
Remember, we did this last week.
We did do this.
And we never played it, but here's our pronunciation of it. Tetsuya Ime.
There we go. Tetsuya Ime.
Where did you get that, Scraby? Is that you or is that
me.
The computer?
Tetsuya Ime.
Why are we to believe you, though?
Because Tony and I sat back
we
there.
Sat
and
we sat back and we did the research. Yeah. We had he found some site that had the exact. So then
Tetsuya Ime.
We had him record
it. Okay, got it.
But I thought this is one of the Japanese pitchers, one of the Japanese players that has entered the kind of, what are you calling it? It's not a portal, right?
You post.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has been posted.
The post department.
And I think the assumption. Yeah. Because of how Yamamoto's signing went and Suzuki's signing went.
What about Sasaki?
Sasaki's signing went. I think everybody assumes that the next Japanese player wants to play with another Japanese player. Give me my man's name again.
Tetsuya Ime.
There we go. Mr. Ime. He looks at it a little bit differently. He says if they were Japanese people, they'd just tell you anything if you asked, right? I don't really want that. In a way, I want to experience the survival vibe, he says, you know? And when facing cultural differences, making how I overcome them on my own one of the fun parts. Now, I don't know how good
Ime
is, but certainly not a thought that he necessarily has to be teamed with another Japanese player.
Yeah, but I also don't believe any of these guys, right, Scraby? I mean, didn't Roki Sasaki said he was scared of going to the big markets?
Yeah, he said
his agent said that.
Well, doesn't that come from him?
That's not if I remember it correctly.
If my agent said
he said that he thought he would be better based on
he did because of how his personality is and everything, and then he just went
and his agent was
100%
sit wrong.
He's 100% right. No, he was right for the first 6 months.
Oh, that's true. You're right. That's a great point.
The guy was a crybaby until all of a sudden it got to October and he became Mariano Rivera.
It made no sense.
That's a great point, Chris. The agent turned out to be exactly right. They had to kind of protect him in a way before they let him out for the world. Let him out. Before they allowed him to come. allowed him to play in the playoffs.
Well, they were like, stop crying on TV. It's not good for our brand, okay?
We can't do it.
Look.
All right. Yeah.
Padres are going to have to be creative. We know that. And hopefully that's, you know, one of the ways they can be creative and, you know, add to this team.
I love that we had that recorded. That's great. All right.
Ime.
Yes.
Ime.
Let's get to the break. When we come back, Big Five. We're doing it early.
Oh, we got so many good topics today, guys.
Man, this is as filled up as I've seen the Big Five.
Like, Joey Gallo's doing something that I think it's time for him to move on from his dreams.
Oh, I know what he's doing. You'll find out on the other side. We're going to Chris.
Quinn and Chris on the Fan.
I mean, I must have did everything but throw the remote at the TV.
You should have thrown the remote.
I think you unhooked your microphone.
I was
here. I just turned it off. Now put it on the back of your microphone. Press the cord in. The back of the microphone. The back of the microphone.
We're having technical difficulties here.
Listen to Quinn and Chris weekdays from 2 to 6 on 97.3 The Fan. The Fan.
Hey, Chris Ello here from my friends at Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. All the great Greek food, the hummus, the pita, the salads, the filet mignon kebabs, which I love, the rice that ties everything together. Hey, two locations for you, Coronado at the Ferry Landing, La Jolla at the corner of Prospect and Fay. And you're going to get a lot of food. It's going to be great food. You're not going to pay much for it. And you're going to love the family friendly and relaxing atmosphere, indoor, outdoor at both locations. Spiro's, it's become our go-to, just absolutely straight up our go-to here at the station. And I know you're going to love, you know, the fact that you listen to us and gave Spiro's a try. The big thing, too, is catering. We've got Spiro's coming up to cater our biggest fan contest at the ballpark, and that's what they really do well. So if you have an event coming up, or with the holidays, a bunch of families coming in to visit, and they put you in charge of setting everything up, just make one phone call and ask for April when you call Spiro's and have her help you cater the event. She'll take care of all the tough work, and you'll just get all the glory. So it's Spiro's, Coronado, La Jolla, or for catering, again, Spiro's is great, and everyone's going to be talking about your food for a long, long time. Enjoy, Spiro's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I gotta say, before you get started, Scravy.
Yes.
I like this Emai guy, man.
Tatsuya Emai?
I like it.
Me too.
I at least like his mentality. He said,
What position does he play?
He's a pitcher. He's a pitcher.
Okay.
He said, of course I'd enjoy playing along Ohtani and Yamamoto and Sasaki. But winning against a team like that and becoming a world champion would be the most valuable thing in my life. If anything, I'd rather take them down.
This is the guy for me.
I'm just saying, we need more mindsets like that.
Come on to town.
That's all I'm saying.
Yu Darvish won't be in your way because he'll be rehabbing. Yuki Matsui's in the bullpen, so you're good.
He said he wants to see how his fastball holds up against Ohtani. I like the way this guy's talking.
I'm just saying.
I don't know nothing about him. I don't know if his fastball is 88 or 98.
I would also think as a pitcher. Somebody remind him that Petco is a really good place for pitchers. Just saying.
Just saying. Oh,
good point, Chris. Good point.
Just saying.
I digress. Go ahead, Scrape.
Well, I got to say this first because Ben Woods, like, they announced a really, really awesome prize this morning. So I'm just going to read to promote it. Join Tier 1 David J. from Hop Run Tours for an unforgettable trip to the Windy City next summer with Ben and Woods to watch San Diego take on Chicago at one of the most historic stadiums in all of baseball. This package from Hop Run Tours will include round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations for three nights at a four-star hotel, stadium tour, and tickets to two games, plus a group dinner with Ben and Woods. Visit 973thefansd.com/Chicago for all the details. This special fan trip is brought to you by Hop Run Tours, who handles all the travel and event details. 973 The Fan is proud to promote this package. So go to the website, 973thefansd.com/Chicago to enter.
I already signed up. I'm hoping to win. And
if they pick your name's going back in the hopper.
If I do win, I'm going to appreciate the prize, but I'm going to turn down the private dinner with Ben and Woods.
That's messed up.
You don't get to do that. You got to do it all.
No, it's part of the package.
Part of the package.
Oh, I got to do it all?
No, actually, well,
I'll take my name out. I'll take my name out.
I just heard from Ben and Woods' agent. They're actually they're not going to dinner with you, Chris.
Oh, they're saying we don't want to go to dinner with them.
Oh, yeah, they beat me to the punch.
Preemptive strike.
Number five.
All right, former slugger Joey Gallo, whose last Major League Baseball game was over 418 days ago, is attempting a comeback as a pitcher. In March, the 32-year-old announced the switch, and 7 months later, he shared a 15-second video on X. The video shows the 6'5" Gallo throwing three pitches from a mound with a typical overhand arm slot and pronounced extension. But don't worry, guys, the sound of the pitches, because you can't see them hit the mitt. The sound of the pitchers hitting the mitt was quite audible.
Good acoustics, huh?
Yeah. It was like, wow, that was the biggest pop I've ever heard. So, Chris, you're up first. Do you think that Joey Gallo ever throws a pitch at the big league level?
If anybody knows a thing or two about strikeouts, it's Joey Gallo.
He does.
So, I would think he might be somebody wanting to look into.
Yes.
You know, I think once you get, I don't know. I mean, I'd have to see him pitch. But the thing to me is I think you have to get past the fact that it's, you know, Joey Gallo, a former hitter. He's 32 years old. It's not ridiculous, you know. And if he can throw, you know, he's got big league stuff, which somebody else will determine, not me. Then, you know, why not invite him to spring training? I don't know what's the worst that can happen.
I guess you're right. What's the worst that can happen? But, Tony, do you think he ever throws a pitch at the big league level?
Never say never. How hard does he throw? I think all that matters.
The mitt pops.
Yeah, no, I know about the acoustics.
Well, wait a second. How did he not have video of the actual ball reaching home plate?
I think we know why, Chris. It's probably because it wasn't a good look.
Oh, is that what you came to the conclusion?
The only reason you don't put a full shot of you is because it doesn't look good.
Or you want people to leave them to their own imaginations. Because the reality is, it's not an X. I mean, he can probably get some teams out to come watch him throw.
I'm sure he could, yeah.
His agent can make that happen.
Yeah.
So, like, this was probably more for his ex-followers to kind of create a little buzz.
Oh!
You know how that works.
I didn't even think about the shameless promotion. I didn't even think about the shameless promotion.
What are you saying? This is all a Fugazi, Tony?
Not a Fugazi.
No, it serves a better purpose of him not to give you, and maybe from his standpoint, not to give you all of it. You know? Maybe it is.
I see in,
maybe
in
it
the
is
video.
Because he's okay. Right. Maybe it is because he's not throwing that hard. Or maybe he just wants to kind of drag this out a little bit further. Because I can't imagine that having him played in at the big league level, there not being one team that'll at least take a look, send a scout to go see him throw.
I gotcha.
You know?
I gotcha. I'm kind of mad at myself.
It's not like he's been out of baseball forever. Like, he was just playing last
418 days ago, Tommy.
Right. So, you know, there's that.
All right, we got to pick it up a little bit. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield suffered a left shoulder sprain in last night's 34-7 drubbing to the Rams and did not play at all in the second half. The Bucs believe Mayfield suffered a sprained AC joint, sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter. One source told Schefter the Bucs are not ruling out Mayfield for this coming Sunday's game against the Cardinals. Which is kind of crazy because he looked like he's in a lot of pain. Teddy Bridgewater is their backup. Keep in mind, guys, the average backup salary in the NFL is around $2.9 million. It's a rough figure. The 49ers have had over the years some pretty darn good backup quarterbacks. Sam Darnold, now they have Mac Jones. How much, Tony, would you invest in a backup quarterback as an NFL GM?
I guess 2.9.
I mean, do you feel comfortable with Teddy Bridgewater as your backup quarterback if you're heading into the year?
I mean, clearly they did. They got him as a backup. I mean, listen. You have to, I can't imagine any NFL team signs a backup quarterback thinking he won't play at all. Like, it seems like malpractice.
Yeah. You're right, but it happens all the time.
I don't know that it happens. I think that they think that this quarterback can actually do the job. And then they find out, oh, no, he can't.
Oh, no, he can't.
But I'm not sure if Teddy hasn't played since when.
He was a coach last year.
I understand that. When was the last time he played? 2 years? 3 years?
I don't know.
And he didn't do too well then. The Dolphins had him for a minute. Scraby, you're hitting on something here which is absolutely 100% correct. Every team needs a good backup quarterback. The problem is there aren't enough.
That's right. That's right.
There just aren't. And
there's barely enough
that
can start.
Right. When you see Baker Mayfield go out of the game and then you see Teddy Bridgewater come in and all of a sudden you're saying, wow, the Buccaneers can't even gain a yard now. It reminds you.
They were able to gain a yard before, to be fair. They had a tough
night. Yeah, but you know what I mean. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater was no threat at all. And I look at the Rams. I mean, Stafford never even came out of the game, even with a 30-point lead. Mm-hmm. And they have Jimmy Garoppolo. They could have got him a couple of snaps, but they didn't even put him in for that. What these guys do at the highest level of NFL quarterbacking is so good. And we need to be reminded of that, and we are every time a backup comes into a game. I mean, the Dolphins have Zach Wilson. They don't ever want him to play. You know?
Do you know who the backup for Jacoby Brissett is? Yesterday I heard this name, and it floored me, because this is not a name of an NFL quarterback. Keaton Slovis is the backup quarterback.
I never heard of Keaton.
He went to USC. So,
I remember Keaton Slovis.
But it's like, do we want Keaton Slovis running our offense?
No,
but
he's your backup, so you don't have a choice.
I guess you're right. I guess
this is why quarterbacks at the top level can command whatever amount of money they want.
That's right. That's right.
There's only about
even someone that gets as much flack as Kirk Cousins, because there just aren't that many good quarterbacks out there.
I mean, Tua is the worst quarterback in the world until you look at any backup quarterback. Right. Then you're like, wait, Tua's pretty good.
Is Tua worth $51 million to you?
No, of course not.
He says.
Number three.
J.J. McCarthy's, we're going to go to another quarterback that's struggling right now. J.J. McCarthy's abysmal, that was from the Minnesota article that I found, so I had to leave it in there. His abysmal 6 starts have created a severe crisis in Minnesota, potentially forcing the Vikings to draft a quarterback in the first round of this upcoming draft. They traded up for McCarthy to get him at 10th overall in the 2024 draft. Then he got hurt, and this is the first year he's actually played. They expected him to be their franchise quarterback. While it's still early, this Minnesota newspaper said that his poor play mirrors Josh Rosen's situation.
Wow.
After the Cardinals took him 10th overall in 2018.
Oh, have the mighty have fallen. I can't wait to talk
about
this one.
Chris, if you're KOC or Kevin O'Connell, are you having buyer's remorse on J.J. McCarthy?
First of all, he had a concussion yesterday, and he's in protocol now.
He did.
I believe that might have had something to do with his play. Secondly, no quarterback can win the game if no one blocks for him, and he was sacked 5 or 6 times. I think J.J. McCarthy has something. I do. I'm not giving up on this guy yet. I think Kevin O'Connell's smart enough to know that. He's going through pretty normal quarterback growing pains. Caleb Williams wasn't a whole lot better last year than J.J. McCarthy's been this year.
Facts.
And now Caleb Williams is looking like he's, you know, pulling together. I think that's an overreaction that's coming from some, you know, writer that's trying to get clicks, honestly. I think the Vikings are fine with where they are. They'd like him to be further along, but that's my thing.
A resident Vikings person, M. McKee's husband, is a big Minnesota fan.
Minnesota.
Said their offensive line hasn't been healthy all season. But, Tony, are you having buyer's remorse if you're KOC?
No, I'm not, if I'm KOC. And shame on all these people now wanting to compare my man to Josh Rosen. You know what I'm saying? That's so low. And it wasn't, week five? We was talking about, this is why Kevin made the decision he made to go with this quarterback. All of a sudden, now this dude is Josh Rosen. I can't get with it. Like, nah. I get it. People just get up in arms when their squad is losing. But let's try to find some middle ground here. I think it should be expected that after not playing last year in his rookie season, starting off this season hurt, and then, you know, going through what is really his rookie season. Not everybody is going to be Patrick Mahomes. You sit out a year, you step into a perfectly run, well-run machine, and it goes flawlessly. That's not what this is for J.J. McCarthy. As it was pointed out, offensive line's been hurt all year, and he hasn't been healthy all season. So I think it's a little patience is what is needed for J.J. McCarthy, and I'm sure Kevin O'Connell already knew all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And was approaching it as such.
I'm sure he was. Number two. Kicker, do you guys hear this? Justin Tucker.
I did see this.
He was reinstated 13 days after a 10-game suspension under the personal conduct policy. And he finally has a tryout invitation. NFL media reports the Saints have invited him to a kicker tryout, which Cade York will also attend. Now, Tucker, you may remember, was accused of misconduct by multiple women during massage therapy sessions, which he has denied. He was never criminally charged or civilly sued. The league investigated a Baltimore Banner report from earlier this year, and then he was ended up being cut by the Ravens in May. He accepted the suspension without a full hearing or appeal.
Timeout. So yes. You said he wasn't actually sued civilly?
No.
And there was
and there's no criminal charges for this.
What happened?
He got suspended by the NFL. Nothing happened.
No, but what happened to all the people that claimed he did all this stuff?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Oh, no.
It sounds like...
He didn't fight back at all
on these accusations.
They all went away, though. Did they not... I mean, my question is, was it discovered that it didn't happen, or what?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that. The NFL found something to give him a 10-game suspension.
Okay.
Tony, you're up.
Yes.
Why bring in this bad publicity?
It's a good question. Don't know. I can't imagine it going quietly.
No.
I mean, it's not like the New Orleans Saints got a whole lot going on.
They're not going to the Super Bowl.
I mean, if there was a place for a guy like that to land, that might be the place.
Like a nondescript losing team?
A team that is not at the forefront because they're not winning.
Yeah. Bourbon Street's only known for drinking, not massage parlors. He'll be fine down there.
Oh, my gosh. Chris with the joke.
Sorry. I can't. Anyway, go ahead, guys.
I don't know why you would. Listen. I guess he served his 10 games and, you know. I guess he served what it's hard for me to really speak on this because unlike Deshaun Watson where there was civil suits and almost criminal charges, this kind of happened and we just kind of went with it and then it just kind of disappeared. And so I'm reluctant to speak on it too much because I haven't done enough research on what happened with the actual accusations that went down.
Yeah. Chris, what do you have to say? Because we still got a Chip Kelly question.
All right, I'll let it go quick. I'll just stick with what I said, but Justin Tucker's situation grosses me out, and I don't want it touching my organization. I'll let someone else be the team that gives him another chance. Honestly, that's my thing. I don't want him.
I think that's fair.
Yep.
Number one.
Chip Kelly, highest paid offensive coordinator in football, is now done. He is no longer the highest paid offensive coordinator. Well, he still is. He just doesn't have a job anymore because the Raiders fired him. I'm not even going to talk about him because many of the Raiders fans think that it's someone else that's at fault for this. Pete Carroll's son. Pete Carroll's son.
What?
Coaches the offensive line. The Browns had 10 sacks yesterday during that game. They've been sacked the second most times in football this year. Many people think might be the son that's not very good at coaching. So why get rid of Chip Kelly and not a guy who's given up second most sacks in football as a coach? Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.